The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back with a little tiny thought for you once again here for the day. Do you remember a few summers back, there was a terrible summer storm, and it knocked out power for thousands of people for days. Some people were even without power for a week. And it was so unsettling because all of a sudden, all of your electrical appliances in your home, they suddenly didn't work, right? Anything that needed electricity, lights, clocks, extension cords, power cables, your refrigerator. I mean, people, their food went bad because they couldn't keep it cold and they had to throw out everything in the fridge. All of it was worth nothing without electricity. It was all potentially useful, right? But not without power. Not without power. And our Lord says something kind of like that today, when he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Remain in me, abide in me, and you will bear much fruit. My Father will prune you so that you bear more fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. Huge, huge ideas in there. Let's try to take a closer look, okay? Shall we? First thing, most important thing to understand is, what does it mean when Jesus says, remain in me? What does it mean to abide in him? Okay, first and foremost, it means one thing. It means get your soul into a state of grace and stay there, all right? That's what it means above all else. Get to confession and just say it all, right? The priest can't remember what you said anyway, trust me, okay? Get your soul into a state of grace and stay there. Above all else, that's what it means to abide in the Lord. But it means a little bit more than that. It also means to pray without ceasing. And it means to constantly strive to live a moral life, right? To try to watch your behavior, make sure it's in line with what a Christian's supposed to be doing. And it means to give the Lord the unflinching trust of your heart. That's what it means to remain in the Lord. And this is what our Lord asks of us, because he says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Question for you this morning. How long can a branch survive when it's cut off from the vine? Not very long. It might appear to be alive when it's cut off from the vine, but it's dying. And this is the point. Your faith is not something you can do part-time. You can't plug in on a Sunday, you know, every once in a while, and then just kind of go back to your regular life for the rest of the week. You can't plug in for prayer for 5 minutes here and then just flip God off like a light switch for the rest of your day over there. Your relationship with the Lord isn't something that you can do like a hobby. It's a relationship. The moment you neglect it, it starts dying. And there's some good news in that, and there's some challenging news in that, okay? So the good news is that he says, if you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. Right? You will make a lasting difference in the lives of those you know and love, and heck, people you don't even know and people you've never even met. It might not necessarily be a difference that you can see. It might not be a difference that anyone stops and tells you about. Right? How many people in your life have made a huge difference and you never stopped and told them? And they have no idea how much of a difference they made. I bet you it's the majority. Unfortunately, we save our accolades for funerals, don't we? But we've got a divine promise on this. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. That's the good news. Here's the challenging news, though. Jesus says that if you bear fruit, that is faith, hope, charity, if you bear fruit, my Heavenly Father is going to prune you so that you bear even more fruit. So let's understand what pruning is. I mentioned this before, but maybe if you forgot, or maybe people haven't heard me before. I learned about pruning in the vineyards of the Napa Valley in California. And this is what pruning means. In the winter, a vineyard owner goes through his vineyard, and with a great big pair of clippers, he clips off every single branch in his entire vineyard that's not going to bear grapes the following season. And it's real specific what bears grapes the following season. It's only the first two buds in a shoot that's in its second year of growth. Very specific. Nothing else will bear grapes. And so the vineyard owner, he goes by his whole vineyard and he clips off every single branch that's not the first two buds in a shoot that's in its second year of growth. And would you believe it's like 90% of the vineyard? I mean, if you've ever seen a vineyard after it's been pruned, it looks like the vineyard owner murdered his vineyard. He takes that grape growth real seriously. And your Heavenly Father, he takes your spiritual growth really seriously. He wants everything to go towards building good fruit in you, just like that vineyard owner wants everything to go towards making those grapes grow. So, you know, it's like, don't be surprised when our Lord takes things out of your life. It's really painful, isn't it? We've got to trust him. He wants us to bear even more fruit. And you want to know what? We do something just like that with one another whenever we recognize that somebody has a great potential to make a difference. For example, you know how like a coach, maybe he'd recognize one of his players has a lot of talent and potential? What does that coach do to that player? He pushes him, doesn't he? He's like, get your act together. You can do better than this. How about a teacher? A teacher who sees a student who's got an incredible gift and talent and potential. Doesn't that teacher push that student and say, I'm not going to accept this kind of slipshod work from you. You've got more in you than you know. Now get back to work. It's kind of like what the Heavenly Father does to us when he prunes us, because he who made us knows our potential. So I'm not saying it's bad news. I'm just saying it's challenging news, and we can praise God for that too. Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. He doesn't say, apart from me, you can do little. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So let's you and I abide in him, that through us, the Heavenly Father might produce good fruit for all the world. And let's ask for the prayers of the Blessed Mother today to help us, Our Lady of Fatima. Pray for us.